Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. This hour, we're featuring One Man's Hero is Another Man's Rebel or Outlaw. We explore that right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
When Scotland was in darkness under English Edward's heel, there rose a lad to lead us and to make the tyrant reel. He raised up his arm for freedom, showing nerve and Scottish steel. William Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley. Sing now of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley, guardian of Scotland, of truth and liberty. With the loyal Andrew Murray, how he danced the English down. At Berwick and at Stirling, he provoked a royal frown. And mercenary traitors from Carlisle to London town knew of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley. Sing now of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley, guardian of Scotland, of truth and liberty. But the skies grew black at Falkirk as the English arrows sped, and many a mother's son did lie among the bloody dead. And Menteith took Judas' money that was placed upon the head of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley. Sing now of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley, guardian of Scotland, of truth and liberty. The heart of Scotland was revealed for all to see, when they hacked him into pieces underneath the gallows tree. But the butchery and slaughter cannot scar the memory of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley. Once again the land's in darkness as we hang our heads to mourn, and remember how the brave heart caused oppression's tide to turn. But Scotsman, I stand ready and prepare for Bannockburn, thanks to Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley. Sing now of Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley, guardian of Scotland, of truth and liberty. William Wallace, the knight, O Eldersley, guardian of Scotland, of truth and liberty.
Wallace!
Scots were hay with Wallace blood. Scots were bruised as often, lad. Welcome, take your gory bed, heart to victory. Now's the day, and now's the hour. See the front, O battle hour. See approach, proud Edward's power. Chains and slavery. What will be a traitor knave? Walk and fill a coward's grave. Was a base as be a slave. Let him turn and flee. War for Scotland's king and law. Freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freemen stand or freemen fall. Let him vile chains, we will drain your dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall in every foe, liberties in every blow, let us do again. Scots for Hague, when Wallace bled, Scots when Bruce has often led, welcome take your gory bed, or to victory.
Flood of Scotland, when will we see your likes again, that fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him? How did what's on and saint and homeward, they think again. The hills are bare now, and autumn leaves light thick and still. O land that is lost now, which those so dearly held, that stood against him. How dead was Arne, and sent him homeward, to think again. Those days are past now, and in the past they must remain. Still rise now and be the nation again that stood against me. How did what's on and sent him homeward to think again? O flower of Scotland, see your likes again, that fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, that stood against him. How did what done it and sent him homeward, they think again.
My name is Rob Brewer, my clan is MacGregor, a name barely whispered from London to Kyle. My horse is the wind and my home is the heather, till I claim again Inversnaid and Glengyle. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Brewer more,
Tragalach, Tragalach, Rob Rua Wa. An outlaw I'm branded, a reaver of cattle. My name is forbidden, but till my last breath, let Galarn and his carrion stand and do battle. MacGregor will teach them the mercy of death. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa.
Gregalach, Gregalach, screams the wild eagle. Gregalach, Gregalach, roars the wild sea. Rua, Rob Rua, the bark of the red deer, the spark of the fire, and the song of
Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. For my race is royal, let no man deny it. The pipes will proclaim it from mountain to shore. Our seed may be scattered to all the four winds, but the flower will return to all Scotland once more. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa. Gregalach, Gregalach, Rob Rua Wa.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this session we are exploring rebels or heroes. Which are they? Well, I believe they're all heroes, so you take a stance that you want to. And we opened up there in our Scottish set with Alistair MacDonald, with William Wallace, of course, Braveheart himself. And there's a couple of movies involved in this first set, of course, Braveheart being one of them. And then we moved on to Scots Wha Hae by the Corries, and that's a tribute to Robert the Bruce. And he was obviously featured in Braveheart. But he's also had a couple of movies his own with Angus McFadden as Robert the Bruce or Chris Pine as Robert the Bruce. And then we had Flower of Scotland, which kind of mixes two of our heroes together, William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. Finally ended up with Rob Ruhr Moore or Rob Roy MacGregor. And of course, Liam Neeson played him in the movie Rob Roy. Well, next we move on to the Jacobite Wars. We're going to hear from Pentland Folk. Your Jacobites by name.
Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your thoughts I will proclaim. Your doctrines I mandate, you shall hear. Your doctrines I mandate, you shall hear. But what is right and what is right? By the law, by the law. Oh, what is right and what is wrong? By the law. What is right and what is wrong? A shorter than a line. A weak and a strike. For to draw, for to draw. A weak and a strike. For to draw. The Jacobites by day, lend an ear, lend an ear. The Jacobites by day, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your thoughts I will proclaim. Your doctrines I will claim. You shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I will claim. You shall hear. What makes heroic strife? Famed afar, famed afar. What makes heroic strife? Famed afar. What makes heroic strife? To wet assassin's knife. Or hunt a parent's life with bloody war, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war. Mm-hmm.
just kings alone in the state, in the state. And then they just kings alone in the state. Then they just kings alone back o'er the rising sun, and leave a man undone to his fate, and leave a man undone to his fate. Keep Jacobites by me, lend an ear, lend an ear. Keep Jacobites by me, lend an ear. Keep Jacobites by name, your voice I will proclaim. Your doctrine Simon Clay, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrine Simon Clay, you shall hear.
Oh, ye bird come to your door, and oh, but he sang sweetly. And aye the Arkham, oh, his song was ways me for Prince Charlie. And when I heard the bonny, bonny bird, the tears come dropping rarely. I took the bonnet frae my heed, for weel I loved Prince Charlie. Says I, my bird, my bonny, bonny bird, is that a song you borrow? Or are these some words you've learnt by heart, a lilt of dole and sorrow? Oh no, the wee bird cried, I've flown since morning early. But such a day of wind and rain, oh, weighs me for Prince Charlie. On hills that are by right his aim, he roves a lonely stranger. On every side he's pressed by want, on every side is danger. Yestreen I met him in the glen, my heart me bursted fairly. For greatly changed indeed was he, always me for Prince Charlie. But then the bird saw some red coats, and he shook his wings with anger. Oh, this is no the land for me, I'll tarry here no longer. I saw him hover on the wing ere he departed fairly. But will I mind the fair will strain, was ways me for Prince Charlie. Thank you.
There are twa bonny maidens and three bonny maidens, come over the minch, come over the main, with the wind for their way and the corrie for their hame. They are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. Come along with your booty and your song, my ain bonny maids, my twa bonny maids. For the night it is dark, the red coat is gone, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. There is Flora Mahoney, say dear, say bonny and ain, that say tall, say handsome and all, put the one for my king and the other for my queen. They are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. Come along with your booty and your song, my ain bonny maids, the twa bonny maids. For the lady McCool and she dwelleth all alane, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. Is long, her petticoat strong, my ain bonny maids, my twa bonny maids. The sea mullet's nest I will watch o'er the main, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. Come along with your booty and your song, my ain bonny maids, my twa bonny maids. And soft shall ye rest where the heather grows best, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. There's a wind on the tree, a ship on the sea, my ain bonny maids, my twa bonny maids. Maids, your cradle I rock on the lee o' the rock, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again. Come along with your booty and your song, my ain bonny maids, the twa bonny maids. Their sound shall ye sleep as ye sail o'er the deep, and ye are dearly welcome back to Skye once again.
Ah, there we go, some songs of the Jacobites, actually the Third Jacobite War, which ended any Jacobite risings in the future, ended with the Battle of Culloden, where the Jacobite army was thoroughly slaughtered, and at the end of that, of course, Bonnie Prince Charlie speeds over the sea to Skye. We started out there with Pentland folk and you Jacobites by name, which is the rallying call to bring all of the clans together to fight for Prince Charlie. And the next two songs are all about his flight after Culloden. Ways for Me, Prince Charlie was by the Battlefield Band. I love that song. And then the Isle of Skye, which you may have think I was going to play Over the Sea to Skye, but this is an alternative version. Of course, one of the three ladies in the boat is actually Bonnie Prince Charlie, and that's by the Corries, and it's just another different song for the same event. We've got more heroes. Maybe you may consider them rebels or outlaws. Coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
By yonder lone tower, whose heart is so tenderly touching with skill. Oh, who could it be but young Ned of thee? has no castle, no hall, no bowman, no spearman to come at his call, but one little archer of exquisite skill has shot a bright shaft for young men.
Ah, there is the story of Eamon the Crack, Ned of the Hill. His real name is Eamon O'Ryan, or Edmund O'Ryan. He was an 18th century County Tipperary folk hero. He composed Irish bardic poetry. He was a Rapparean outlaw, of course, but he was not that to all of the people of the Tipperary in the area that he roamed. He was their hero. Again, this hour we are they rebels or are they heroes? And that's the story of Eamon the Crack, sung there beautifully by Kathy Ryan. He was around in the late 17th and 18th century. He caused a lot of problems. He basically was the Robin Hood of Tipperary. He robbed the rich and gave back to the poor. Well, next up, we move a little bit farther afield here, up to the 1798 Rebellion. And the hero in this next song is actually a Catholic priest. His name is Father Murphy.
Bright main meadows of chandelier. A rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormac spurred up the rock with a warning cry. Arm, arm, he cried, for I've come to lead you for Ireland's freedom. We'll fight or die. He led a song against the coming soldiers and the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. Was at the Harrow, the boys of Wexford shown Borky's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom where breeds a slave. From Father Murphy, from the county Wexford, sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave.
Mm-hmm.
the pleasant Slaney, our heroes bravely stood back to back. And the Yos at Tullow took Father Murphy and burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. For the cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again. In Bowdenstown churchyard there lies a green grave, and wildly around it the winter winds rave. Small shelter, I ween, are the ruined walls there. As the storm clouds roll in from the plains of Kildare, once I lay on the sod that lies over Wolftone, and thought how he perished in prison alone. His friends unavenged, and his country unfree. Oh, bitter, I ween, is the patriot's meed. For in him the heart of a woman combined, with a heroic life and a governing mind. A martyr for Ireland, his grave has no stone. His name seldom mentioned, his virtues unknown. In Bowdenstown churchyard there lies a green grave, and wildly around it the winter winds rave. Far better they suit him, the ruin and gloom, till Ireland a nation can build him a tomb.
The struggle is over and the Boys are defeated. Old Ireland surrounded with sadness and gloom. We were defeated and shamefully treated, and I, Robert Emmet, awaiting my doom. Hung, drawn and quartered, sure that was my sentence. Soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime is a love of a land I was born in, a hero I've lived and a hero I'll die. A barge lay at anchor waiting to take me over the billows to the land of the free. But I must see my sweetheart, for I know she'll cheer me. And with her I will sail far over the sea. But I was arrested and cast into prison, tried as a traitor, a rebel, a spy. But no one can call me a knave or a coward, for a hero I've lived and a hero I'll die. So hark the bells tolling, I well know its meaning. My poor heart tells me it is my death knell. In come the clergy, the warden is leading, and I have no friends here to bid me farewell. So goodbye to old Ireland, my parents and sweetheart, companions in arms, to forget you must try. I am proud of the honor, it was only my duty, for a hero I've lived and a hero I'll die. Bold Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin, bold Robert Emmet, he'll die with a smile. Farewell companions, both loyal and daring, I lay down my life for the Emerald Isle.
Ah, there we have it, a few tracks there. The first off was by the High Kings with Bull of Og and Father Murphy, who was burned at the stake after being caught during the 1798 rebellion. And also from the 1798 rebellion, we had a song called Bowdenstown Churchyard by the Davits. That's all about Theobald Wolfe Tone, the leader of the 1798 rebellion. And finally, we ended up there with another rebellion that didn't go very far in 1803, headed off there by old Robert Emmet, who lived as a hero and died as a hero, not as an outlaw or a rebel, but as a hero. And there's our tribute to the heroes there in that particular set. Well, next we move on to another era where there were heroes, the 1916 rebellion in Ireland in Dublin. And we're going to start out here with probably the man most synonymous with that, James Connolly.
A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, with their heads all uncovered, they knelt on the ground. For inside that grim prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland, the firing party he bravely did face. Then the order rang out, present arms, fire. James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over. Gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning, when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish many years have rolled by since the Irish Rebellion, when the guns of Britannia, how loudly did speak, and the bold IRA boys stood shoulder to shoulder, and the blood from their bodies flowed down Sackville Street. The forecourts of Dublin the English bombarded, the spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all the din came the cry, no surrender. 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.
Mountjoy Jail, one Monday morning, high upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. Just a lad of 18 summers, and yet no one can deny, as he walked to death that morning, he proudly held his head on high. Calmly standing to attention when he bade his last farewell to his broken-hearted mother, who sad grief no one could tell. For the cause he proudly cherished, this our parting had to be. Then to death walk softly smiling, that old Ireland might be free. Just before he faced the hangman in his dreary prison cell, British soldiers tortured Barry just because he would not tell the names of his great comrades and the things they wished to know. Turn informer or we'll kill you, Kevin Barry answered no. Another martyr for old Ireland, another murder for the crown, whose brutal laws may kill the Irish, but can't keep their spirits down. Lads like Barry are no cowards, from the foe they will not fly. Lads like Barry will free Ireland, for her sake they live and die.
Listen now, me true men, to my simple rhyme, for it tells of a young man put off in his prime, a soldier and a statesman who laid down the law and who died by the roadside in Lone Vale na Blaw. When barely 16, to England crossed o'er for to work as a boy in a government store. But the volunteers called, he could not disobey, so he came back to Dublin to join in the fray.
At Easter 1916, when Pierce called him out, the men from the Dublin battalion rode out.
And in the post office, they know, believe it sure, how a handful of heroes put out fight the foe.
To Stafford and jails transported they were, as prisoners of England they soon made a stir. Released before Christmas and home once again, he branded all comrades together to train. Doyle Aaron assembled all rights to proclaim, suppressed by the English, yet think it a shame how Ireland's best and bravest were harried and torn from the arms of their loved ones and children newborn.
At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion roved out. And in the post office, they now believe it show how a handful of heroes put out fight the foe.
For years Mick eluded their soldiers and spies, for he was the master of clever disguise. With the custom house blazing, she found 'twas no use, and soon Mother England had asked for a truce. Oh, when will the young men a sad lesson scorn, that brother on brother they never should turn? Alas, that is split in our ranks ere we saw Mick Collins stretched lifeless in lone Vale na Blaw.
At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion rode out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes put out fight the foe.
Oh, long will old Ireland be seeking in vain, ere we find a new leader to match the man slain. A true son of Grania, his name long will shine. Oh, gallant Mike Collins, cut off in his prime.
At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion rode out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes put out fight the foe.
Ah, there we have the story of Michael Collins, Mick Collins, who was at the post office and eventually started waging war against the British after the 1916 rebellion, and eventually got stuck in the middle of a civil war. He's a hero, but to some he's not. So we're going to stick with hero on that one. And of course, before that, we started out there with Tony Malone and the Rapparees with the story of James Connolly. And in the middle there, an unlikely hero, an 18-year-old medical student from Trinity College whose death sparked the Irish, outraged them actually, because he was only 18 and he really didn't merit to be hung 7 days after the rebellion ended. Again, the British went too far. Well, next we're going to go to a song written by Thomas More in 1813 for his comrades that died in 1798. It's called The Minstrel Boy. You've probably heard it a million times. And we're going to end up here with Sting and the Chieftains and a Gaelic song called Mole Gilmair, or Our Hero.
A minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild harp slung behind him. Land of song, say the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful harp shall praise thee.
Shemalek ma'ilama, shemahezahilma, sona shen was Fan, auch ich gehe mein saw him go, I book with you. No word we know of him, my home.
Shema
Elama, Shema Ezagelama, Shema Shende Borosfet, Akuig again, my Elama, the proud and a fiery blade engaged to lead, he'd break the bravest in the field.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed a portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this page or any show on the streaming page. Have a question about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlanlot.